Blog Talk Radio.
Money. A lot of look of it. A lot of smell of it. A lot of feel of it. A lot of sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Thinking about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am my business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I won't. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it's just so clean, you sitting out at, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream.
For tuning in to another fabulous show. I am excited tonight. We have a very fabulous guest that's going to be joining us later on. But let me bring in my beautiful new co-host, Miss Princess Snow Angel. How are you, darling?
Hi, I am great, thank you. And how are you?
I am fan-fucking-tabulous. As always. Oh, my goodness. I love it, love it, love it. So, you know, I've been tweeting out who we have on the show today, and she is absolutely amazing. And so today our show is going to be all about fetish talk. I want to, like, really jog Miss Amberlee's brain, because in her bio, which I don't know if anybody had clicked on the link and saw her little brief bio, but she's a moneymaker. Like,
that's what I saw. Yeah, she has a lot of different things going on, and she seems like she's definitely a really busy girl.
Right? I mean, she has, there's so many questions that I'm going to have for her coming up here in a little bit when we bring her on to the show. She'll be joining us live here in about, 15 to 16 minutes. So everybody stay tuned for Miss Amberlee. She will be joining us. She is, excuse me, let me rephrase that. Got it. Amberlee will be joining us. I don't want her to show up in my house and, like, thank me. Oh, wait, maybe I do. Maybe. She's like, oh, that's it, Sammy. I'm coming over and bending you over and spanking your ass. You listen to me, woman. Oh, my gosh. So since, you know, everybody knows Sage Montana is taking some time off because she is getting ready to have her baby in 6 weeks. She texted me today and she's like, oh, my gosh, it's going to be 6 weeks. I'm like, holy crap. It's like
wow.
9 months flew by. It's like almost here. And I was like, oh, shit, I need to go get baby stuff. I need to go to the store and go shopping. And I'm thinking, oh, that's okay. That's a fun thing.
I don't mind buying baby stuff for other people as long as it doesn't have anything to do with me. Like,
right?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm like, everybody else, all you cam models have babies, and I'll just buy you baby stuff. But me, yeah, no bueno. Mm-mm. Negative. No. I'll just like grow dildos out of my vagina. That's what I'll do.
Well, there you go.
A dildo tree. That's what we need.
Hey, I have
oh
a wall
God.
Of dicks in my room, so kind of works out the
nice.
Same.
There you go. So what's going on with you there, little Missy? Anything happening? I saw the video clip that you did for StreamMate for the contest. That was awesome, by the way. That was really
yes.
good. I liked it.
Thank you. Thank you. It was really awesome. I was able to do that. Unfortunately, when I figured I was going to be able to get myself into the contest, well, certain things didn't come into play as I had thought, where the first night of the contest, we had a terrible thunderstorm where I'm at, and our power got knocked out for the entire night.
Oh,
so I was
shit.
Like, oh my gosh, I'm like, why is this happening now? Especially when I did the announcement and I was just, oh, so ready to go on. And then that
right.
happened. So I decided, okay, whatever, I might as well get a good night's sleep for hopefully the power returning on in the morning. And it ended up doing that, like, early morning coming back on. So I go and turn on my computer, hoping that, you know, my computer is going to be okay, because I've had weird issues sometimes where, well, one time when I was really younger, my house got struck by lightning and all our computers, like, were gone, dead, done.
Jeez.
So, oh, yeah, crazy. But my computer was okay. My webcam, though, seemed to be having some difficulties, so I needed to go out that same day to buy a new one because kind of shit the bed. I was like, all right, I might as well just get something new, and then that way I'm kind of upgrading at the same time, but, you know, hopefully
right.
I'll be able to spend some time, you know, going online. So I end up getting back, and I was trying to, like, tweak the thing and figure out exactly, you know, how it was going to coordinate with my computer and everything. So I get to go on for a couple hours, and then I get a phone call from a family member that I needed to go take care of because it was kind of a family emergency. Someone was sick. I was the only one available, so I was like, okay. So I kind of had to take care of that. So I didn't really get to be in the contest as much as I had hoped. But
right.
I guess it's one of those things. Things happen, I guess, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to just...
You know, sometimes everything happens for a reason, and... It's just one of those things. Like,
right.
Sometimes it's a blessing in disguise. Like, have you done the contest? Have you, you know, put yourself online during the contest previously for StreamMate?
Yes, I've participated in about 3 other ones before that I placed pretty decently in. So either way, I've gotten a feel for, you know, what they're about and gotten my name out there. I was just really hoping for this one because I know it'd be nice to have a little extra to save up to. But then again, as you said,
right.
things probably do happen. And next time I'll be like even more ready and probably better off for
have
it.
Have you noticed though? Have you noticed during the contest how crazy all the models like show up?
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's nuts. Really though, it's like everyone I've never even really seen be on all that much or, you know, because I've gone on at all different
right.
times of the day and I've gotten a feel
right.
for, you know, pretty much everybody. Then all of a sudden it's like, okay, do they come on once a month to just kind of make what they need each contest or it's just, wow.
Right.
I never knew we had so many models in a way. It's crazy.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh, my gosh. It is crazy. Because there, I mean, everybody knows I haven't been on in a while. And when I do log in, you know, I'll get busy because, you know, I'll let my fans know. And they're like, oh, great. Okay, at least I know I can catch you today. So you know, I'm thankful for that because of the fact that I've worked so hard my first 2 years of camming. So, you know, that's a plus for me. But I've seen some of these girls that will hop on cam, like when I'm trolling models, interview and whatnot, and I go on there and I see somebody I've never seen, and I'm like, I've never even heard of this model. I'm like, where did she come from? And she's right there and she's that busy. And then I look and I see there's a contest going on, and I'm like, oh, I get it. Like, some of these models, like you just said, it's like you've never even heard of their name. They've never been on the front page, and all of a sudden, poof, they just appear by the cam guy.
Oh, right.
They just, like, show up. Like, where did you come from? I mean, I know you came from a vagina, but where did you come from?
Seriously. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So it is amazing. I am a streammate. Any of you listening, I love you, love you, love you. You're the only site I work on. And I think it was fabulous that they totally took advantage of this contesting because it's great for us models. Like, it was I guess you could say, a long time coming for models to be able to participate in contests and get a nice little extra bonus.
Oh, definitely. So, yeah. There were definitely quite a bit of models, as I saw, participating in this contest, too. So I think that's definitely awesome in its own. I'm very happy about that. And not only that, but when I went on today, because I've pretty much been on cam most of the day, taking a short break. But other than that, it's gotten a lot busier, too. So it seems like it's definitely brought in a lot more members to be, you know, more active with the site. So definitely a positive thing all around.
Well, and it's one of those things where right when tax season comes around and people have to pay all their taxes, they freak the truck out. And they save their money. And then after things calm down a little bit, then I noticed in my years of after tax season, before tax season, it's like as models get busier. So right now is a good time for models to really take advantage of camming, because when summertime, like when all the kids get out of school, everybody's schedules change. So just saying. Like, that's a good piece of advice for new cam models out there. Take advantage of, if you think that it's going to be busy, it doesn't matter what time of day it is, there's always somebody online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you feel like, oh my gosh, my kids are out of school right now and you know, I can't get online, well, find a little camp for them to go to. I mean, this is my mom brain thinking. Like, put your kids in a little, you know, camp for 1 week. Make all that money you can, and then spend one full week with your kids, because it's a great way for moms and kids, which you don't have any kids, but, you know, it's a great way for moms to take advantage of summertime. Put those kids in damn camp so you can play with your damn vagina.
Just there you go.
So let's talk about fetish. So Miss Amberly coming on here very soon. She is, like, from what I understand, she's a specialist in phone sex. And I want to really, really rack her brain about what I have been reading and what she has, you know, going on. Now, for you, Princess Snow Angel, my little princess, you're so damn cute. have you found any fetishes that you are kind of, you know, finding as a niche, or is that something that you just don't even get into?
Really, I'm kind of more like trying everything out, per se. So I know that, like, for videos, I'm kind of leaning towards maybe different kinds of fetishes that I'm going to be trying out, like, say, you know, possibly strap-on fetishes, because I do have a sex doll, a realistic sex doll that I bought. Her name is Lily.
Nice.
And I do have some pictures of me and her together on Twitter. So I figure for a lot of different, like, female dominant stuff, I'm very much looking to do some videos with her. And especially when I finally have enough money saved up, I want to get a real video camera where, say, my boyfriend puts them on a tripod and, like, is able to take clips all around, like, say, in my room here or the bigger bedroom we have, where, you know, if he wants to be in, like, a clip or so, we can do that. So
right.
That's one area I'm kind of looking towards, as well as, I don't know, I'm kind of still exploring my route with everything and kind of learning about, like, how extreme people will go with certain things. And that's part of the reason, too, why I've been kind of on Pornhub watching certain porn. And then I found Miss Sammy Brooks is, like, one of the best, like, people out there. Like, seriously.
Oh, my gosh. You are so funny.
It's true. I love the video.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Okay, stop. You're going to make me blush. Oh, my Lanza, you're so stinking cute. Okay, knock it off. Knock it off. Knock it off. Oh,
true.
My goodness. Oh, my Lanza, you're too damn cute. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and you will be coming to California very soon, so we're definitely going to be, like, we're going to be hooking up to stuff. We're gonna be, and this girl is so damn tiny. Oh my gosh, if I have heels on and I'm standing next, nobody's gonna see her. She's so little. Like, I'm gonna have to, like, put her in my arms and hold her so people know that she's there. Like,
works for me.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we have a couple callers, and we are going to be bringing our guests on here very soon. So let me take one quick caller before we do bring on our guests. All right. Hello, 561. Is this our sweet pea?
Yes, it is. Hello, Sammy and Princess Snow Angel. How are you both doing today?
Great, hi. Thanks.
What do you got for us, darling?
I'm loving you ladies each and every week.
Nice. So did you check out our guest that we have coming up?
Yes, it's a little bit of an intimidating factor with tonight's guest. I've never dealt with someone
who has
been dumb before.
Why would you be intimidated?
Now, I don't know. It just seems a little, you know, just a little bit nervous.
I don't think you should be nervous. So you know what I'm going to do, sweet pea, is I actually want to bring you back on when she, because we're about to bring her on here in a few minutes. I want to see how you handle with her.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Oh, my gosh.
Can I say one more quick thing before you put me on hold?
Yes. Yes.
Both of you want to take care of my tripod.
Oh, my Lanza. I swear to the Jesus. Love it. Love it, sweetie. Thank you. Now I'm gonna put you on hold because we're gonna bring this beautiful goddess Amberly on here in a few minutes. So you just hold on to your sweet penis. Oh, that kind of sounded weird. Sweet penis. Sweet penis. Okay. We're just gonna call you sweet penis. Oh my Lanza. Okay, I'm gonna put you on hold, sweet pea. And then I will bring you back in a few minutes after we bring our beautiful guests on. Okay, darling?
Sounds good.
Okay. Hold on to your sleepiness. Oh, my Lanza. All right. Everybody, stay tuned. We are going to bring our beautiful goddess Amber Leon here in a few minutes. But before we do that, we are going to let Miss Angela do the Dollhouse Radio announcements. So everybody, stay tuned. Hold on to your sweet penises and vaginas, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. Check us out live weekly every Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., webcamming with Sammy and Sage every Thursday at 7 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea every Friday at 11 p.m., and Urban Society every Sunday at 10:30 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. New shows come in summer 2017, so be on the lookout. Indie artists, submit your music submissions to dollhousemp3@gmail.com. Be sure to include your bio or one sheet, a photo, and your track in MP3 format. And make sure you are checking out our website, hotsugartea.com, daily for the latest in adult film gossip, music, entertainment news, and all things Dollhouse Radio. Follow us on Instagram at hotsugar2 and at Dollhouse Radio. And now, back to your program.
Thank you, Miss Angela. You are the bestest on the East Coast. even though I'm on the West Coast. Thank you, Angela. So now, without further ado, let's bring on this goddess. I cannot wait to ask her some questions because I am very intrigued by everything that she does. Okay, yes. We have now with us Miss Goddess Amberlee. Are you there, darling?
Yes.
Oh, she's so she's all giggly. Oh my gosh.
Sweet penis. That was the best thing of my life. My
sweet
contact
penis, right?
Popped out of my contacts popped out of my eyes. I was crying laughing.
Oh my Lanta.
Oh,
okay. Oh my gosh. You are
I'm so
cute.
Happy.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you? And thanks for having me on.
No, thank you for coming on to the show. I love it, love it, love it, because you are, when I saw like your Twitter page and everything you have going on, I was just like, are you kidding me? And then when you sent me over your bio, I was like, what? So, like, let me just get into this here. Okay, so you are total fetish, amazing model. Like, you've got some stuff that, like, I need you to explain to me. Like,
okay.
What the heck? Sure. What the heck is erotic hypnosis? Like, give me this shit here, because I need to know.
Yeah, erotic, it's hypnosis, but it's, like, with more adult themes. So it's, like, I know a lot of people know that hypnosis can be used to help you, like, give up your vices, like smoking and drinking and stuff like that. But erotic hypnosis is putting someone under, then, like, implanting ideas in their heads, like, you want to wear skirts more. When you go to work, you're going to put on girls' underwear, and you want to wear perfume. That'd be more for a sissy. There's a multitude of ways you can use it, but you can make it to where someone's a more of a jerk-off addict. You can, I mean, if you can think it, you can encourage somebody to do it more, if that makes any sense.
Oh, fuck, I do, I do that with my husband all the time. Shit, he wears my panties every night. No, I'm kidding.
It's subliminal messaging.
I look at the Furby and I'm like, yeah, go put those panties on. Put them on right now, bitch.
That is great.
Even though your balls don't fit in them.
Just tuck them back a little bit. It looks darling, I promise.
Yeah. Turn the panties around the other way and that string goes right between the ball sack. It's amazing.
It kind of looks like just a big vagina. It's good. You're fine. Oh my god.
No
oh
one
my
can
god.
Tell.
That is freaking hilarious.
Yeah, erotic hypnosis is like a ton of fun. It's like that. Those calls usually are like 30 minutes to an hour, but it's just hysterical when you bring someone out and they're like, oh, okay, that was interesting. And then 3 days later, they call you and they're like, how come every time I see a pine tree, I want to jerk off? How come?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what did you do? every time I smell my wife's perfume, how come I want to go put on her dirty panties? Like, why? Why is this happening? That can be fun.
Oh, that is awesome. Oh, my gosh.
What other weird fetishes? Oh, go ahead.
But what got you into this industry? Like, what made you decide, okay, you know what? I'm going to now be a
phone ho. Oh. I'm a phone ho. I phone bone.
Nice.
I like to
phone
bone. I like to tell people I phone ho it up. When I was 18, I didn't have a car. I lived in a city where the bus system wasn't the best. And I needed a job, but all the jobs really didn't pay very much. And I needed a place. I needed to be able to afford the place I lived at because I wasn't living with my parents. And I saw an ad for, what's it called? The voice actress, an adult voice actress. And it paid
oh my
gosh. Like, yeah. It paid per minute. It worked out to like $25 an hour. And I was like, even if I'm not on the phone for the full hour, like that's still better than most of the like $5 an hour jobs here. I'll take it.
Right.
And I loved it. I actually loved it. I can also do lots of weird voices. Like I can start talking to like an alien, and I got to be every call. I got to be someone different, and I loved it a ton. And then I joined a forum where other phone sex operators talk about being phone sex operators, and I learned you can go independent. You don't have to work for a company, and you can set your own prices, you can set your own times, and I did that. I went to Night Flirt, started working on Night Flirt. I got military affiliated. I had a military contract for a while, though I wasn't in the military. I was just a contractor. So I could use my own photos for a while. So I used legally obtained photos. I never stole a photo in my life. I purchased photos of a model, used that model's photos, and now I'm using my own photos since I'm no longer military affiliated. Ta-da! That's a short story.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so let me, well, actually I'm gonna let Miss Princess Snow Angel, do you have any questions for her?
She is so cute. Angel, you are like the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Right. Isn't she like the tiniest?
Thank you.
She's like a little spinner. Like, seriously, I could probably pick her up with,
I know. I was like, oh my god, Sammy found a pixie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I do feel kind of magical, so you know.
Your tits make me feel magical, but whatever.
Oh my god.
Oh Lord. Oh my god, no.
Oh, you
go ahead, go ahead, Angel. Sorry.
I did actually have a couple questions. Was I saw that you had a lot of videos that you could purchase, and I was wondering, how do you coordinate, per se, like, the erotic hypnotism, like, into, say, a whole video, besides just, like, with the dirty talk?
I do a lot more MP3s than videos when it comes to erotic hypnotism, because, I mean, if you're going under, you don't need to see me. Your eyes are closed. You're most likely not masturbating. And ironically, a lot of my customers prefer to listen to me on their lunch break in their car. So they're not watching. They just have their headphones in, and it looks like they're just listening to an iPod, and no one thinks anything of it. So I do a lot more MP3s with that. If you were to do a video, I mean, you could just stare at the camera and talk. I wouldn't suggest it.
Right.
Unless you're doing the, ooh, you're going under, then you're like if you're doing a more fantasy, and I won't be one of those people that dog fantasy play, because that's just as fun. If you're doing fantasy, you could sit there and like grab your boobs and be like, you're hypnotized by my tit eyes. I sympathize. I did. Bad English.
Welcome to my world. No.
When your tits are so big, they become tit eyes. Oh, anyway, sorry.
Silly.
So yeah, that would be how
she's
I would
silly.
Work it, but I've never. I am. I actually just started getting back into doing videos. I did a lot more MP3s because there's actually a huge market for MP3s. Even on like Clips for Sale, Kink Bomb, I Want Clips. You can easily, even on Night Flirt, you can just upload an MP3. Just make sure you say it's audio only, so that
okay.
they go.
Huh. Right. I wasn't aware of that then. That's cool. That's good to know.
Yeah. Feel free to, like, if you know how to do it, you can even rip your audio file from your previous videos. Now you have two products you can sell because plenty of people just want to listen to you talk dirty. So,
right.
Pro tip.
Right. I mean, no, and this is awesome because this actually gives a lot of models out there that just do webcam. That,
mm-hmm.
you know, in their mind, they think, oh, my gosh, what else could I do? How else could I venture off and find other ways of making money? And this gives them another avenue. But one of the things I want to touch on is there
mm-hmm.
was something in your bio about you getting ready to release a book on
this...
how to make $10,000 a month doing phone sex.
Sure, yes. Well,
sure.
I mean, not just...
Yes.
Yeah, so just so everyone knows, I've been doing this for 12 years. I've worked for companies, various different ones. I've worked on different platforms, and I can show the receipts. There have been plenty of months when I am at my full game, and I'm not slacking, where I've made over 10. 10 was actually kind of like a lower month, but I needed that clickbait title, yo. But yeah, I'm gonna be releasing it on latest Monday. It should be coming out Saturday. It depends on when Amazon finishes their final approval process. But yeah, I'm releasing a book on that. And if you're doing cam, do phone. Like, you can be logged into multiple different services. Just turn one off. There's plenty of phone. In fact, I Want Phone is coming out with their own platform. Or I Want Clips is coming out with I Want Phone, their own phone platform.
Ooh.
Which is pretty freaking nice. But, I mean, if you're doing cam, you may as well do phone. Phone is a lot easier than cam. I did cam way back in the day. Like, I cannot tell anybody about cam currently. And, I mean, when your phone rings, you can walk around. You don't have makeup on. Like, I can go to the bathroom. You can fake so much more stuff. Like, when you're on cam, if he says do something, you've got to figure out how to do this. Like, how's this going to happen? I can just do sound effects. They're like, are you in Six and Seals? Sure, fuck am. I'm totally not just clicking my heels on a freaking cutting board. Nope. She squeals. It depends on the platform whether or not you can talk about it. Somebody wants, like, if you have to go to the potty and someone's like, I want to hear you, like, you can just take a water bottle. But, like, if you're on cam, again, you can't do that. Like,
it's hard.
Like,
it's hard. When you're on cam, it's hard to do a lot of different things. Like, you know, when guys say, you know, depends on what webcam company you're working with.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's StreamMate. You can't go in. You can't just pee in the toilet because that is a big no-no. And girls still do it. They still get away with it. You know, it is what it is. They just haven't been caught
yet.
But you can't just go in and do that. And so it's nice for girls that have guys, or guys that have girls, or guys that have guys, girls that have girls, whatever model you are and whatever fetish you have, and people are into those fetishes, it's really nice to know another platform for them to get their fetish. Like, in 90% of the time, you have married men that are like, oh my gosh, I'm so into this fetish that I am so scared to talk about it to anybody, but that person that is on the other side of the phone listening to me do whatever I'm in, wife's panties, I'm in a pair of fucking heels, I have on a wig, and I'm in the bathroom with a freaking frying pan handle stuck in my ass right now, and I want to stroke my dick. Like,
and it's true. Like, that's, yeah, exactly. It's so true. And actually,
I've seen it on cam.
No, exactly. It's so true. And I feel so bad that they can't talk about this with their spouses, but I have no problem being their outlet. In fact, I like to tell people that the sex industry doesn't ruin marriages as much as it saves them, because it gives someone an outlet that they would feel frustrated if they didn't have otherwise. But with phone, the other really cool thing that I've met plenty of, like, cam girls. Awesome. I'm hoping to join the ranks very soon. Where did that voice come from?
I don't know.
The cool thing about doing phone that I like is, A, they have more options of where they can do phone from. Because, well, I mean, in this day and age with, like, camera phones, you have a little bit more options. But oftentimes my calls are not even sex related. Like, I have plenty of callers that call in, they're just talking about their day, because for whatever reason, I guess, and sometimes we talk about, like, more taboo subjects. Like, I get callers that call in, they're Trump supporters or they're Hillary supporters, and they're terrified because their family doesn't know, and I'm like their taboo political talkity person.
Right.
It can get weird. But that's another really cool, I mean, I guess that happens in cam too, but like you actually get less guys that are just calling in for horny reasons on the phone side of the adult industry, which I find interesting.
Yeah.
I love it. So we have a caller that's been patiently waiting. Let me bring him on. Mr.
Sweet Penis
is waiting. Sweet Penis is waiting for us.
Yes, I'm here. Hello, guys. Amberly,
there
how are you today?
There he is. Okay, wait. I have to say that Amberly, he was actually intimidated. So I'm gonna let him take this away with you for a moment.
Hi, Sweet Penis.
Hello, how are you tonight?
He has a new name. We went from Sweet Pea to Sweet Penis.
I love it. I was crying laughing. That's like the best name ever. That is something I would say.
Yes, I do provide my own nectar. Anyway.
So why were you
That was good. That was good.
Thank you. First question I have for you is, do you think with athletes, since they are highly paid, most of them are highly paid, especially since the draft is going on tonight, do you think they'd be most susceptible to being pin dumped?
Do I think they'll get into financial domination?
Yeah, do you think some athletes will find a way to be sometimes pin dumped?
I mean, definitely. I've honestly had my share. There's been people over time, especially since I foray into some darker fetishes. I found out some people were pretty high ranking within different governments and actors and other stuff like that. So it could happen. But the funny thing is most of the people that are in, not most, but there are quite a few people into financial domination are your local banker or even like your burger flipper at McDonald's. It's kind of crazy because it's like gambling. It's like gambling, but instead of pulling a lever, you're talking to a person.
Right.
I see.
Oh my
so you're a spanker for the banker.
I'm a spanker of the. Oh my god! I'm tweeting that. That is a tweetable. That is great.
That's
spanker of the banker.
Hashtag spanker of the banker.
I think I might change my name. I'm no longer going to be Goddess Amberly. I'm going to be spanker of the banker. That's great.
Awesome. Oh my lanta.
Did you have another question?
It's just an honor to be talking with you because I've never talked with someone who's been into fandom as much as you are, and it's just a new element for me.
But let me ask this, Sweet Pea, you know, now that you're kind of, you know, what you're going to have to like kind of understand this a little bit more, what is it that would intrigue you about Miss Amberly or Goddess Amberly, what is the one thing that would intrigue you the most?
Just how far it would go with one person, because I knew a cam model who kind of took advantage of me financially, even though I helped her out, but she didn't leave me in a good situation. So how would I know when to, make it? Yeah, just when's a good time to say when?
There's two different schools of thought. I actually go into this in my book because it's not just financial domination. I look at it as business. I went to a local donut shop this morning because I went out to the lake with my friends, and they financially dominated me. I wanted donuts. I paid for donuts. They took my money. It's just an exchange for services. And if you feel like you're not getting enough services or product for what you're paying, that's a good moment for anybody in any situation to leave, not just financial domination. There are definitely two different types of financial doms. There are the ones that believe in bleeding you as quickly as possible. And then there's more people from my school of thought, which is you are a customer, and I prefer repeat customers because I don't want a rando every single night. I really like people coming back and getting to know their personalities and having inside jokes and laughing. And it's not really domination to me. Everybody defines it differently. To me, it's not domination if I'm just taking advantage, because one of the things with BDSM, since I actually live this real time, is consent. And if I'm just taking advantage of you too far, that's not actual BDSM, that's just abuse. I just got heavy up in here, I'm sorry.
there you have it, folks. No, this is a woman keeping it real and saying that she's not going to be stealing. She's going to keep it real. Like,
exactly.
She is actually, yeah, she's true. And I'm going to throw this out there, and I know a lot of cam girls will probably come back and hate me, which I don't give a fuck, because it is what it is. Me, I'm Sammy, and I tell it like it is. This is like cam girls that fucking are online, and they sit there and they tell you they're going to give you this, give you that, sell this to you, all these videos, all these like clothing items and everything else, and you spend all this amount of money and then you never receive a flipping thing. Like, there's a difference between, it's like there's a difference between real and fake. And when, you know, and it really sucks for people, for customers and fans that, you know, they're so intrigued by somebody. Like, they'll just be like, oh my gosh, this woman or this guy or whatever couple, like, oh my gosh, I'm so intrigued by this person, this human. And they spend all this money and they don't receive what they were expecting. At the end of the day, it's like going and buying a brand new fucking TV. You plug it in and it doesn't work. Just saying.
Exactly. And that's what gives the adult industry a bad name. That's what causes chargebacks. That's what makes banks hate us. There's a difference between being a dom and a scammer. I tell people, don't take my kindness for weakness, because I'm not a weak bitch whatsoever. I'm very, very, very strong. But I'm not going to scam you. If I say pay X number of amount and you'll get X number of time with me, that is going to happen unless you're a complete and utter prick. And even then it'll still happen, because I get guys that call me up and they're chewing me out. I'm cracking up laughing. You're still going to get your time with me. Just how is this time going to be spent, motherfucker? but no, if I find out someone's a scamming people, you're not a dom to me. You're just a scammer. You're in a different category.
Right.
So that's scamming is not okay.
No, scamming is not cool. So, sweetie, do you have anything else for us, darling? Because I have another caller that's been waiting very, very patiently.
Nope, just have a wonderful night and keep up the great work and all that you're doing.
Oh, well, take care, sweetheart, and thank you.
You're welcome.
And, sweetie, I thank you. I think you need to research her a little more and go check out her sexy app, because she's the real deal. She's not going to, like, screw you over, darling. She ain't going to screw you over.
I might spank you. But I won't
scam
you.
He likes the spanking. No, he likes the spanking. He's a dirty bird. He is.
You ladies keep it real while the guys keep cup of feel.
While the guys cup of feel, yes. Yes, I love it.
We will always keep it real, darling. Always. Have a fabulous night, sweetie. Okay, so we have a caller that's been waiting so patiently. Let me bring this caller on now. 813, how are you?
Hey, ladies, it's Clarence.
Oh, shit. Okay, wait, before you say anything else, Clarence, okay. Sage is not here, so my new co-host is not used to Clarence. So, Clarence, let me just introduce you. Clarence is an amazing, fun person that comes onto the show, and Lord only knows what's going to come out of his mouth. So, I'm just going to let him go. Clarence, bring it on. What do you got for us?
Listen, I was on hold, and I heard your new co-host talk about a doll that she has that she incorporates into the webcamming. Is this true?
Yes, it is true. I have yet anybody that actually, the member that comes into my room, asked for a show, but I am filming some upcoming video clips with my sex doll, and I have some pictures of me and her on Twitter.
Yes, this is what I'm talking about. Well, allow me to be your first customer. Let me tell you what I'm into before we get to the $10,000 a month phone sex operator. and that is this. I want a video where the doll is over there and she is ignoring you, and you're trying to explain to her that she needs to pay the rent and she just won't write you a fucking check. So what you start doing is putting cigarettes out on her forehead. Can we get this done in a video? I want to see that doll burned with cigarettes. Is that possible? Will that melt the rubber?
I'm not sure if it will damage the doll or not. I'd have to really look into it. But I'll say that's to be continued.
I say that Clarence provides you. Do this, and then it is possible.
Ooh,
we could use hammers, or we could use a hammer, a chisel. Do the eyeballs come out of those things?
Well, Clarence, you provide the doll. You provide the doll, Clarence, and pay for the video, and she'll gladly do it.
I'm saving as we speak, guys. But I kind of would like to do the what our last caller was supposed to do, and I've got an idea on the phone call. So if I can have the phone sex operator, I would like her to be Yoda squeezing my balls.
Oh Lord.
And
oh,
not
my
letting
God.
Go. Can you do a Yoda voice? Is that possible?
I can try to. Okay, Yoda.
Can we do this on the show?
Yeah, do it. Do it. If she can do it, let's do it. This is awesome.
I can.
Yeah.
I have to hear Yoda's voice for a second, but I'll try my best without hearing it. Okay. Yoda's
Hi, Yoda.
Talks backwards, right? Hello, Ansel.
Yoda, what are you doing putting your hands in my pants, Yoda?
Force I need to feel.
Oh, Yoda, you're holding them real tight, Yoda. What is your problem?
Force I need to feel, Luke.
Yoda.
Feel it, Luke. Feel the force.
You're going
to
hurt me.
Oh, my God, Clarence.
Yoda, stick your lightsaber in my ass.
Wouldn't that kill you?
Oh,
Lord.
MG. Okay, so Clarence hasn't called in for a little while.
Oh, listen, I want to write the foreword to her book.
Oh, my gosh. Clarence, you are freaking hilarious. We've been missing you lately. Because you bring
so much
fun and pizzazz.
Listen, I apologize for my hiatus, but I've got to cut this a little bit short. I'm at the playground watching my girlfriend's kids, and they're getting finished on the swing set, so I'll call you guys later.
Oh, my God.
Yoda, I'll
so
call
scary.
You later, Yoda.
He's so scary. Like, last time he called in, he was in his mother's basement.
What?
Ay-yi-yi. Now he's at the playground watching children. What the hell?
Bless
I don't know what
heart.
To do with Clarence.
Bless his heart. Bless
oh,
his heart.
You got to love Clarence. Oh, Clarence, I swear to bejesus, one day I'm going to find you and I'm going to strangle you with a fucking dildo.
That was great, though. I forgot how Yoda sounded, but yeah, I tried.
You know, and when he said that, I'm thinking in my brain, I'm like, wait, I don't remember how Yoda sounds because he's like this little glowing little thing, like with this little voice, this little old wrinkly thingy. Like, I'd have to go turn on Star Wars, damn it.
Basically. Yeah, I got some weird requests because I used to work at a company where you had to take every call that came through. Like, if they wanted a black chick, and they wanted you to be like a stereotypical black chick, offensively stereotypical.
Like,
you got to do it.
Right.
And I'm just like, you just have to change your voice and figure out how to make it work. So I got crazily good at imitating stuff.
Okay, so I have to tell you, my first adult sex job, this was years ago. See, my daughter is going to be 27 this year. I think she was 1 year old.
No.
And
what
yeah.
did you have
so,
her when you were 12?
Okay, yes,
you were
that's
so
great.
Young.
Thank. Oh my God, I love you. Thank you very much.
I thought
for that.
You were like my age. I'm 30.
No, I'm gonna be I'm gonna be 46 next month.
Oh, that is a good 46.
Right. Oh
that
my Lanta, I'm talking. You know what it is? It's vodka, red meat, chocolate. Chocolate, wine, and sunshine. That's what it is. Like,
I need to get me some of that.
Yeah, I don't play by the healthy rules because I'm a healthy girl.
There you go.
I'm a curvy bitch. I'm a curvy bitch, and I'm gonna stay a curvy bitch.
that's pretty much how I feel.
Yeah, I'm like, so you know what? At this point, I'm happy. I don't give a shit. Anyway, so my first. Oh my gosh. So this is freaking like 26 and a half years ago. My first dealings with the adult industry, and I saw this ad, and it was in the newspaper, which because then we didn't have all this Craigslist and everything online, so I had to actually look in the newspaper.
I was right there with you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm in the newspaper and I see this thing for phone operators, which I didn't know it was phone sex. And so I put on this cute little dress and I walk in this office, and this chick, she opens the door, and she was a BBW, and she goes, "Hi, can I help you?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, I'd called for an appointment for an interview. And at that time, I was like a size 4 or size 5. I was tiny, tiny. And she goes, "Are you sure you're at the right place?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I called earlier coming in for a phone operator." And she goes, "But you are not like what we expected." And I said, "What do you mean I'm not what you expected?" I said, "I'm fun, I'm energetic, and I'm sexy." And she goes, but you're actually what the guys expect to see on the other side of the line."
Oh, my gosh.
And
I have stories.
That's exactly,
I have stories.
Yeah, that's what she said to me. And I was like, "All right." I said, "Well, am I going to make any money?" So, and back then, okay, there weren't no goddamn cell phones, okay? I had a freaking plugged-in phone, and I had one of those big-ass cordless phones, like
headsets,
those big,
yeah,
giant ones. Oh, I didn't even have a headset.
Same.
I didn't even have a headset.
Oh, well, I didn't start with a headset, but I got one.
Yeah, I didn't even have a fucking headset then. And I literally, when they put me online, and here I am with my daughter, like a year and a half old. She's asleep in the other bedroom, and I'm bartending at the time. So, like, I'm doing whatever I can to take care of her and myself. And my first
that
call
is
I
crazy.
Get, it was crazy. It was so crazy and funny. My first call I get goes great. I literally made $25.
Wow. That's how I felt. I was like manna from heaven.
Right?
That is great. No, that's literally how I basically started. I was 18. I got chewed out by guys because they'd be like, how old are you really?
It was crazy. Back in those days, you know, and I don't think to talk about when everything first started for me then, because I always think about, you know, people ask me, well, how did you get into the cam industry? And that's what I first talk about. But then after reading your bio that you sent over, it's like, oh, my shitting Lord, this actually started how long ago?
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
Insanely crazy. And now everything is completely changed. We've got all these crazy headsets for girls doing phone sex and video chat, and insane, absolutely insane. Everything has changed.
You could, with cell phones these days, you can even cam from, I mean, I literally shoot a lot of my videos with my cell phone and just download it to my computer. And that's crazy to me. Like, I never would have thought I could do that.
Yeah, the quality on phones are pretty good, as well as, like, I have my own lighting and a webcam and a microphone that pretty much makes my studio at home just as good as quality if you were to go out anywhere, say, like, back, you know, whenever ago. So,
wow.
No, it's awesome.
See, I don't even know anything about lighting. I'm so ignorant to the cam situation these days. I feel so bad.
Oh, don't worry. If you want to get into it, we'll get you started, sister. We will totally help you.
Was this show an hour? I have plenty of time. I just wanted
ladies, we are coming up to the end of the show, actually. So
I
know,
a special offer just for your show.
Oh, Well, don't worry, because you got plenty of time to shout it out
there.
Because and I want to have you back on because of the fact that you have a lot of information and what you've done with everything in your business and building it. That's a whole nother segment that cam models. No, seriously, that's a huge segment that cam models could learn from, because there's so many cam models that don't know about it. And
I have I have a radio show that it's tomorrow on the All Pleasure Network, and both of you, I would love either one of you or both of you to come on anytime, standing invitation, like multiple times if you want. I'll definitely come back on again if you want me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, then let's do this. Okay, Miss Amberly, give me all of your shout-outs on where everybody can find you, your radio show tomorrow. And, yes, I would love to come on your show. Tomorrow I can't, but within the next couple weeks, I'm there, sister. I am there.
Yay. I'll give you the info for joining. And you too, Princess, when offline. But I'm on Night Flirt as Amberly, Amber L-Y. My main website's moneyovermen.com. It's about to get a major overhaul since, again, I'm using my own photos and things have changed since no longer military affiliated. And I'm on Twitter as Amberly PSO, phone sex operator. and that's where you guys can find me. But just specially for your show, I'm going to give you 5 free copies of my book. Of course, one for each of you two as well. So you can give your audience a copy if you can run the promotion however you want, but that way you can give it to any other girls looking to get into phone.
Awesome.
No, that is freaking awesome. No, that is absolutely amazing. And I mean, just you doing, you know, as much time and effort that you've put into your business for so many years is fucking phenomenal. And yes, I said the F word again. I don't know how many times I dropped the F bomb. I wish somebody would count it because I say fuck so much during the show. Fuck, 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 fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. Like, like it's just
someone
one of those things.
On Twitter was like, you said it 72 times today.
All right.
That's me on cam. I say it way too much.
Yeah, because I don't say it during like my regular normal day. Because I have another business that doesn't pertain to the sex industry, so I never drop the F bomb. So when I come on here and when I'm on cam, I'm like, oh fuck this, oh fuck that.
I act like a sailor. I'm just always like, I don't. They say that you have lower vocabulary. I'm like, well, I guess I do. it's gonna stay that way.
It's just a good filler for like different times you don't know what to say. It's just like, oh fuck, okay, that works.
Right.
Like,
even my husband,
when you
my husband the other day is like, do you realize you sound like a fucking truck driver right now? I said, really? You just said fuck. I'm like,
you
so he's throwing out the F-bomb. Yeah,
that is
a little fucker. Like the little birds that I keep sending on Instagram, these little fuckers that keep stealing the nectar out of my hummingbird feeders. I'm like, these little fuckers. So, all right, back to where we were. Miss Princess Snow Angel, give me all your shout outs, baby doll.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter, which is PrincessSnow757, and that is with 3 S's. You can also find me on my website, which is PrincessSnowAngel.com, once again with 3 S's, where there's my blog, my white label, which is PSA Models, as well as just all the new upcoming things and my tweets. That's all me, Princess Snow Angel. You can find me on StreamMate.com itself. And I usually broadcast around 11 p.m. or midnight Eastern Standard Time. And I actually now have a Snapchat, too, which you can snap me if you'd like. And it's PrincessSnow757.
What?
I want to snap you.
Oh. Wait, did you say snap or smack? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Okay, and everybody, you know where you can find me, and that's on Twitter, Sammy_Earth.
SammyBrooks69, and then also on Instagram at Sammy_Brooks69. And then also you can catch me on cam at SammyBrooks69, or, oh, my Lanta. I'm like in the 6-9 mode. Shit. It's Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com on StreamMate. And Princess Snow Angel, make sure that you write down this link for her. That's PrincessSnowAngel.cammodels.com, and that's where she gets a little from you guys clicking onto that link. She gets a little extra just saying. So, and remember also, I'm just throwing that out there. And then for Miss Sage Fontana, since she is not here because she's getting ready to have her baby, make sure you follow her on Twitter at SageMontana1, and then also follow her on Instagram at SageInVegas because she's my girl. I get to love her. So on that note, girls, we are done and we are out. Thank you so much. And
no,
Amberly, I cannot wait. Send me the info because I want to come on your show. Like, literally,
yes.
That would be so
amazing.
I'll be
in a Wilson, too.
I need you. No, you better show up sometime, too, girl. I would love to have you both. You're darling.
Oh, my gosh. You are so cute. All right, ladies, have a fabulous evening. And for everybody out there listening, you can catch us again next week. And I have actually another fetish model that will be joining us, Miss Anna at MF Princess 46. She is going to be joining us. Like, she is like, she's going to be bringing some yums to the show. So everybody have a fabulous night, fabulous weekend. You know, go out there and just, you know, sweet peanuts yourself. Sweet peanuts. That's
care,
our word
guys.
For the night. Sweet peanuts. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Thank you.